Hi, good evening. My name is Edward. I'm calling from Opina Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Not very likely to vote? Not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
I am definitely going to vote.
Definitely going to vote. With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, or no registering a party, or some other political party?
No party affiliation.
No party affiliation. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or a Spanish-speaking background?
No.
What is your main racial background? African-American Black, Asian-American, White, or other?
Caucasian, yeah.
Caucasian, okay. What is your age? 18 to 35?
Oh, right, you give me a rank. Oh, nice. I'm 54.
54, okay. If the elections for Florida State House were today, which of the following best describes how are you likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
I definitely would vote for a, well, no, and not on everything. Are we talking about all the candidates now?
Mm-hmm. In general.
In general? Mm-hmm. It depends. I guess I slightly lean toward the Democratic candidate.
Okay. Okay. You will now be given a list of some people, officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of each person, please let me know. The first one is Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah, I like her.
Okay. Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable towards her?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. What about Scott Boyd?
I'm sorry?
Scott Boyd.
Scott Boyd.
If you haven't heard of him, that's okay. Have you ever heard of him? Or do you have an opinion of him? Okay. What about Leonard Spencer?
Never heard of him either.
Okay. Erin Huntley?
Never heard of him.
Okay. And by last, Carolina Amnesty.
I saw her on the news. She just got arrested.
Indeed. Do you have any favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
No, not one way.
No opinion. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala.
Kamala. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting for her.
Definitely. And if the elections for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Leonard Spencer.
Leonard. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Probably voting.
probably. As you mentioned before, Republican and State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if elections for Florida State House were today, would you vote for Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Leonard Spencer.
Leonard, okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Probably.
Okay. Due to a state representative Amnesty arrest, there has been a discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who will run the November election. The first one, if the election for Florida State House were today, would you vote for Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Leonard Spencer.
Leonard. And would you say definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Probably.
Here is the next candidate. If the election for Florida State House were today, would you vote for Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Probably Leonard Spencer.
Probably Leonard. Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republicans, or always vote Republicans?
I do some research, so usually because of the way that Democrats have their, you know, their values, I usually will vote after doing research, I'll vote for a Democratic candidate.
Okay. Wish for the vote Democrat. Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay. Last question, and I do want to thank you for your participation. What is the last grade of formal education you completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate or 2 years degree, or college graduate with a bachelor's or 4 years degree, and last, post graduate degree.
I'm a lawyer, so I got a Juris Doctor candidate.
Okay, that will be 2 years or 4 years degree?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, 4 years?
I'm sorry?
My sincere apologies. Do you have a college graduate with an associate or 2 years degree or a college graduate?
No, I graduated from college. I went to law school. I graduated from law school and I passed the bar exam, so I'm a lawyer.
Okay, that will be postgraduate degree. Awesome. That sounds good. All right, this concludes our survey. I honestly want to thank you for your participation. That'll be it for today, and I really hope you have a good weekend. Take care,
you too.
Enjoy the holidays. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.